I'm very glad to be here and sharing with you some information about transmissible diseases. As you can see in the title, it's called Challenges in Transmissible Diseases. And we call challenge because although since the beginning of public health, transmissible diseases has been a main topic. In this bordered region, is really hard to fight for some characteristics we are going to talk about. What are we going to review today? First, global migration. Why global migration is a topic to be present here? Because migration is one of the main issues in the border region, especially in this one, the busiest border in the world. The US-Mexico border crossing, the characteristic of that, and then social determinants of health at the border, main issue also in the combat of transmissible diseases. And we are going to share with you two experiences the PAHO office at the border office has. One in tuberculosis, it's a technical review we made this year, and also the vaccination from preventable diseases. As you know, for the cross to both sides of the border, children miss or are overdosed with vaccines. And that's one of the main problems we have in the border. And finally, the final remark. About global migration, these are some characteristics about migration, why people migrate. And from those characteristics, 6 out of 9 belong to the border, the US-Mexico border. Internal migration, international immigrants from one side to the other, internal migration from the inner part of Mexico, especially to the northern of that country, migrant workers. Most of the people who work in Juarez, for example, in the Maquilas, live in El Paso and in other cities of the border. International students, a lot of students in Juarez or in Tijuana cross every day to the US cities and study there since elementary school, elementary high school and university and college. We don't have the specific term for displaced and refugees because we are not dealing with that at this moment. But informally, we know most of the people, because of the violence, are moving to the US side. Temporary business or tourism and illegally trafficked people, that's a main issue also in migration. So this is a map where you can see all the flows of migration in the world. And I want to focus in the US-Mexico border. Each year, we have more than 400 million people crossing the border to both sides. We have 24 official ports of entry, and this is important, official ports, because trafficking of people don't use those ports of entry. They go through the desert. 72 million of private vehicles, 260,000 buses every year, and 4.3 million trucks. In this context of migration and of crossing each year, we have some social determinants in health in the Mexican and the US side that we must take into account in order to plan a strategy or an intervention for transmissible diseases. For example, in the border states of Mexico, the rate of population increases slightly greater than the national average. That's because those states, those border states, are the richest in the Republic of Mexico. And most of the people for the inner part of Mexico and southern states go to these states where work is available. On the other side, in the US side, population growth greater than the national average. Housing characteristic better than the national average in the Mexican side because of the economy. The economy is better in this part. And the percentage of illiteracy is less than the national average. It's more educated people in the northern of Mexico. In the US side, the level of poverty is greater in relation to the national average. And education level is less than the national average. As you can see, migration and social determinants can flow together and make a specific environment for transmissible diseases. What kind of transmissible diseases we have? First, we have to know, and you know it, border population must be considered as one because pathogens do not recognize the geopolitical boundaries. More common and hazardous infectious diseases in the border, tuberculosis with the two variants, multi-drug resistant, and HIV co-infection. We have gastrointestinal diseases as shigellosis, hepatitis A, salmonellosis, sexual transmitted diseases, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, HIV/AIDS, and vector-borne diseases, dengue, West Nile virus, rickettsiosis. And now we are here in the land of Rocky Mountain fever, but Sonora and some part of Arizona has high levels of rickettsiosis also. Why is that? Because of climate change. And also we have, especially with the vector-borne diseases, we have now diseases that we haven't seen in other times because of the new factor of climate change and climate variability. Vaccine-preventable diseases and the influenza AH1N1, that was our special intervention last year. Now, as example, tuberculosis. Tuberculosis in the US-Mexico border, and you have here the incidence and the prevalence between 2003 and 2006. The incidence, as you can see in the blue bar, is in the Mexican size varied from 26 in 2003 to 21 in the 2006. And the behavior of this disease, as you can see, has been to lowering the cases, but in minimal amount. That's, we are gonna see why is that. In the US side, the difference is enormous, five cases per 100,000 inhabitants per year, approximately. About prevalence, it's a little higher, 33 from 2003 to 25 to 2006. And prevalence in the US to maintain steady, around 3.75 per 100,000 inhabitants. What happened with tuberculosis in the US-Mexico border? One of the primary social determinants of tuberculosis on the border is migration for the interior of Mexico. Mexico has the highest incidence in the northern states. Situation aggravated because this region does not function as a binational epidemiological unit that is integrated and coordinated. That means that epidemiological units in both sides of the border works separately. They don't share at official level of information. But in local level, we have to admit that there are some kind of cooperation between local agencies, not national agencies. No system is available for the register and interchange of data in an integrated format that provides timely, up-to-date, and useful information for access on both sides of the border. We have the information, but we don't share the information in the rank we want. Efforts are fragmented. There is no national intervention in the both sides. Several worthwhile proposals exist that have not been adequately carried out. To advance towards the solution of the tuberculosis problem of the border, what we have to do? First, and it's in most of the diseases, we have to improve the social determinants of health. Border region must be considered as one between two countries, and the effort must be directed to that region as a whole one. For purpose of epidemiological surveillance, detection, case management, and control. We need a binational system to work on the both sides of the border, just not collecting data, but directing activities and interventions. Process and follow up the strategic plans that have already been carried out to know what is good and to improve what has been done. Monitoring and study of tuberculosis on the border ought to continue. It must be a continued effort not only by the local agencies, but the state and national agencies at the both sides. The other case we want to talk about is vaccination from preventable diseases. Current migration status has elevated youth population in the US border cities, but also has provoked the movement of families from the US side to the Mexican side. In less proportion than the previous one, that the Mexican to the US side, but has provoked it also. Children come to the US with the vaccination chart, with the cartilla de vacunación. And what happened when they go to school for the first time? The nurse at school they don't know what the schedule of Mexico. So what they revaccinate or they miss doses. Mexican immunization scheme is not entirely known by the health personnel, as I said. What's the result? Missing or double doses? PAHO, along with the state and local health agency from both sides of the border, created the Texas-Mexico Immunization Comparison Tool as a reference for healthcare providers in both sides, with the overall goal to assure adequate vaccination to all children. We have been working along with local agencies and the local health district along the Texas-Mexico border, and we have had good results. But other states, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, they also have their immunization comparison tool, and they work with the counterpart states in the Mexican side. This is the chart, and it has both sides, one side from 0 to 6 years, and the other side from 7 to 18 years old. We try to share it with the whole local agencies of health and education, and we are in that process. Every year we do workshops directed to nurses and health personnel, social workers, health promoters, in order to know, in order to get know what they, what is this chart and how can be it used. It has also a link in our website that is from public access, so everybody can have access to this chart and the people, the population, can be aware of this. As final remark, health needs of border population, as they are important by themselves, are purely symptoms of deeper structural processes linked to equity and human rights. Only focusing on health aspect will not be enough to, for relief of these social pathologies with deeper impact in people's life. And that's it. Thank you so much.
We have about 15 minutes left. We're open for questions. Maybe I could propose, first of all, do we have any questions? Could just raise your hands very quickly. Yeah? I was going to count five and do all the questions. Okay, I would like to close by saying that I'm sure there's a lot of questions about PAHO that you were afraid to ask. So therefore, we would like to propose that you visit the exhibition hall, and you'll meet a lovely lady by the name of Anna Sotella, and with a lot of excellent information, including hopefully some copies on the diabetes study. We very much appreciate you coming out to share with us this information today. Thank you very much for coming.